WRCL Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwarz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. And because of the weather, the Richland Center Church League softball game that was supposed to be taking place tonight on the East Diamond between St. Mary's and Church of the Nazarene with the mission umpiring, that has been postponed, and the game will be played on Monday at 7:30. Also in hometown league baseball action, there's the Night League games going on for hometown league, and they are in playoff mode, and they are playing the quarterfinals this evening. One game has been postponed, and that's Dodgeville at Jefferson. Other games that we haven't received any word on being postponed include Footville at Verona, Cambridge at Evansville, and Middleton at Blanchardville. And a game heard earlier on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, Jackson Churio and William Contreras homered in the first inning and scored again during an eighth-inning comeback as the Milwaukee Brewers rallied for a 6-4 victory over the Los Angeles Dodgers. Devin Williams earned his third save in as many opportunities and ended the game by striking out Mookie Betts and Shohei Ohtani. The save came one day after Williams preserved a 5-4 victory by retiring Ohtani, Betts, and Freddie Freeman in order. The Brewers trailed 4-3 before scoring three runs in the eighth. And with that victory, the Brewers tie the series between the Dodgers and them, and that puts them 9 games in the lead in the National League Central ahead of the St. Louis Cardinals, who were idle today. As for the Brewers, they play again tomorrow. They will be taking on the Cleveland Guardians in a 3-game series, and that will be at AmFam Field. Tomorrow night's game will have a 7:10 first pitch time, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. And the pregame for that contest will start at around 6:35. Brewers franchise owner Mark Adonasio is facing a lawsuit for allegedly stealing sand from Broad Beach in Malibu, California. Next-door neighbor James Kohlberg accuses Adonasio of taking the sand from the public beach and putting it to personal use on a construction site on his home. Adonasio's attorney says permits were obtained from the city of Malibu and Los Angeles County, and all of the work is legitimate. Kohlberg says this is a case of private homeowner using a public beach as their own personal sandbox. Transfer quarterback Tyler Van Dyke has been named the starter for the Badgers to begin the 2024 college football season. Offensive coordinator Phil Longo made the announcement yesterday. Van Dyke came to Madison through the transfer portal from Miami. Longo says Van Dyke and Braden Locke are most like 1A and 1B. It will be a challenging position for either quarterback because Wisconsin faces one of the toughest schedules in the country. It begins August 30th at home against the Western Michigan Broncos. Former Badgers long snapper Peter Bowden has been cut by the Packers for the second time in 3 weeks. Bowden was released the first time in late July and then re-signed a week later. This latest move suggests the Packers' next move may be to a practice squad. While at Wisconsin, he was a finalist for the Patrick Manley Award, which goes to the best long snapper in college football. His track record suggests another team could find that Bowden fills a need for them. And Indianapolis will host the 2025 WNBA All-Star Game at Gainbridge Fieldhouse next July. This year's game was played in front of a sellout crowd of 16,407 at Footprint Center in Phoenix, and the television audience of 3.44 million made it the most watched WNBA All-Star Game. Indianapolis will host the event for the first time. The All-Star Game will be played July 19th. A 3-point shooting contest and skills challenge will be held July 18th. The Indiana Fever lead the WNBA in attendance at just under 17,000 per game, fueled by rookie sensation Caitlin Clark. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.